From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Moat Marine Laboratory in Sarasota is expanding its research to improve the health of Florida's coral reef tract. WGCU's John Davis reports it's because of thawing diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Cuba.
Scientists with Moat Marine Laboratory traveled to Cuba in 2015 for a collaborative research effort to learn more about Cuba's largely understudied coral reefs. Moat senior scientist Dr. Kim Ritchie says species like elkhorn and staghorn corals, which are threatened in Florida, are thriving in Cuban waters.
Cuba coral reefs are kind of a black box of genetic information, so scientists have all of this genetic information on these coral species around the Caribbean, but they haven't gotten the information from Cuban corals. So once we get some of this information, we'll be able to see where are these really healthy corals in Cuba coming from, or where are they going when they disperse their larvae or their juvenile corals.
Ritchie says Cuba's strong science-based environmental policies could play a factor in the health of coral there. And Cuban corals are adjacent to deeper water with a moving current, making them less susceptible to the heat stress Florida corals face. They're also more remote and less accessible to anglers and divers. Ritchie says Moat scientists are planning a return trip to the island later this year. She hopes to bring back samples of Cuban coral to study microbes living on the coral surface and find clues for helping Florida's coral. John Davis, WGCU News.